Hey, Alan here.
And the Chris.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think you could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you love my dulcet tones, you can hear me on the Torn and Keel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast. The Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast. Or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, I thoroughly recommend checking out the podcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License.
I'm Alan.
I'm Sir Grizzalot.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots as we review the last two episodes of Robot Wars Revealed. So yeah, this is the last ever time that Robot Wars Revealed will ever be displayed. This TV series that we didn't even think we would be covering.
Yeah, the genuine lost media has been found and is now being reviewed. And I may actually be able to genuinely go out a limb and say that we are the only robot-related podcast that has covered this season, this television show of Robot Wars Revealed. I can't say that anybody else has.
Well, I'm just looking it up now, and yeah, we're the only podcast that comes up if you look at Robot Wars Revealed podcast.
Mm-hmm. See? Telling you. Told you this would, that this all paid off.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think any of the other major ones have posted anything in the last couple of months in general, outside any that we're covering, like BattleBots.
Yeah, well, they'll have some content in like 3 weeks, so they'll all be coming back then.
Yep, absolutely.
So let's meet the six plucky robots looking to fight their way to next week's grand final.
Oh, good news. This time it's only half the episode as opposed to two-thirds of it.
So, interesting first. The reigning champion, Roadblock. So Roadblock went through the gauntlet, managed to actually complete
it. Yes. Surprisingly, all these robots managed to get through their gauntlet and their trial.
What? Cassius. Plunderbird. GBH, King Buxton, and Hardvark.
Yep. So this is an interesting six. I do think you realise very quickly how utterly out of their depth Plunderbird are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like that's the thing is like, Plunderbird, I'd say they would have somewhat of a right to be kind of quietly confident at this point. The one that seems out of their depth and realise it is Hardvark. And then you see the results of this episode and how far both of those robots get. And it's actually quite astounding. So, speaking of Plunderbird, they say that they needed to test their robot before they obviously put it in the arena, but they're they need to make sure they're not on the same frequency, probably, as Vercingetorix, which will probably piss them off. And then Team GBH say, oh, if they need to drive down a pit, they will.
Oh, and that's what so, we
do. So we get in the Gauntlet highlights. One of the highlights we see is GBH just driving face first into a pit.
Which, I mean, you the second you're like, no, if we get pushed back, we go out. So absolutely, if you have the chance to do it and you know that you're clear now to survive, you would.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, it's not about who gets the furthest, it's just who gets the least. And if you don't get the least, I mean, the distance doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
So as we said, we get Gauntlet highlights, including Shunt just maniacally driving himself into the pit. We get Team Roblox run against the Sentinel, and it just keeps showing shots of them, and they look pissed. Like, because if you remember when Roadblock took their initial run, the Sentinel arm didn't move, like, back and forth, or in and out, I suppose. It only moved back and forth. So this time now, the Sentinel is significantly harder to try and dodge, and I would say, arguably, it's now OP. Is very much too overpowered.
Oh god, I absolutely.
It just kept showing shots of the two of them just flinging their arms out, like, for fuck's sake, like, because they just couldn't get past them. Like, they were just refused to be allowed past, and they knew that the Sentinel route was the only route they could go because they're such a wide robot.
Oh, absolutely. And yet they can't really go down it because there's this giant thing pushing them out of the way.
A giant digger.
I think it's something that's very clear with the Roadblock team is they were very lucky a number of times.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, especially in this episode, like, everything was looking really cagey for them for a little while. Even Cassius, they had their go next. They didn't do well either. Like, could you imagine, like, what would have happened if like, Roblox and Cassius being, like, the bottom two in this competition? I mean, obviously, Rex Garrett would put it down to, well, my robot isn't built to be playing funny games like this.
Absolutely. It's, I think it's one of those... The issue with the Gauntlet, and I can see why they got rid of it purely from the fact of... It doesn't tie into anything else that happens in the series, and it means that robots that are built specifically for combat could have a massive disadvantage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
particularly when what we're about to be covering
uh-huh.
is a series where, no, you know for a fact that you're going to have to show adaptation, and you're going to have to do a variety of challenges.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know going into it that this is part of it, but with Robot Wars, it's not the same. It's, you know that the challenges are going to be there, but it's not the most important part.
So, but,
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just wanting to get the final, what do you call it, the results of the right. So Hardvark would have been like second bottom. So I guess my whole point is kind of invalid. Anyway, nevertheless,
I do think one thing I have a note here, which is Ponderbird are barely in this episode, which considering. As I said, we have our opinions of Plunderbird, but it is one of these teams where they are really engaged with the camera and with the audience. And actually, as I said, I actually think they're better when they're not trying to be their persona.
Yeah, Yeah, because there's quite a lot. Like, this is the again quite why I enjoyed this show is it does like kind of show them not doing their gimmick and it being a lot more them.
Absolutely.
And just kind of getting a bit of a feel of what they are genuinely like, as opposed to just having their, you know, their witty banter all the time.
Absolutely.
Team Roadblock, they say that they're excited for the pinball, probably because their robot probably would be quite good at it. I mean, it's got a big big front scoop, which is going to be good for doing a big negotiation of a lot of the sort of bits and pieces that are around the pinball. And then we immediately talked to King Buxton, that said they hate the trials. It's like their least favourite part of the whole episode.
Absolutely.
All of them take their runs. GBH is eliminated with the lowest score. They say they're tired, they lost, and they want to go home. And like, this part was obviously in the episode, but then like, this is the extended cut version of it where they say, oh yeah, we'll definitely be back. We think Robot Wars, it's in our blood now. And then Philippa turns to the camera and goes, Robot Wars, it's addictive. Yeah, so there you go, the Snyder Cup.
Please don't invoke that around me.
So we get Big Money Matt that does the exact same rundowns as he did in the Heat, says Team Hardvark. Yeah, they get told they're against Cassius. And they pretty much already have just accepted defeat before they even get in the arena.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, we're dead.
And it's like, well, it's been a fun run. After the fight, you see like some of the damage as they're loading the Hardvark onto the gurney. Not the gurney. Their little, what the fuck do you call those things?
The trolley.
Trolley, there you go.
Yeah.
So after the fight, we see Hardvark getting loaded up on their trolley, and the top of Hardvark is like burnt to cinder.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Rex Garrett, who talks about how he wanted the fight to keep going because Team Hardvark are such a lovely bunch of people.
We do not deserve Rex Garrett.
No, we don't. But we're glad we had him.
Absolutely.
So, Simon of King B says that the fight with Roblox, it's just driving, so I think we'll be okay. Roblox versus King Buxton, where King Buxton catches fire. And Team Roblox, after the fight, says that wasn't an easy fight. And so, it goes to kind of show, like, I think like this is what you mentioned when we watched this fight, was King Buxton was definitely winning the fight at the time until it caught fire.
But I think one thing that Team Buxton were very much aware of is we have to finish this fight fast, which is a bit difficult because obviously it's not exactly a robot with a great kill move.
No, it's definitely a nagging robot. But he says, yeah, like, they've been struggling apparently ever since the RoboDoc fight, and struggling with the heat, more specifically. Yeah. And if they went any longer than 2 minutes, they were going to be done. But it's just, that's the interesting part, the fact that, like, Roblox said, yeah, that fight was not easy.
Absolutely.
So, Roblox also advances to our final. So the finalists are, of course, Killatron, Panic Attack, Roadblock, and Cassius. Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is Techno-X with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of the Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League, Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today.
Speaking of those four, amazingly, the episode that has the least amount of recaps is the grand final, because instead they go, let's just introduce you to every single member of the cast and crew.
I quite liked that, to be honest.
Yeah?
I might like, kind of liked it, because, you know, this definitely, this was the episode to give some of the sort of more unsung heroes of Robot Wars like a little bit of, like, you know, screen time. We hear the director, which is also the voiceover guy, and then he does a little bit of the Roboteers stand by, and it's like, that was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
We get here from some sound mixers, backstage cameras. We hear from the floor manager, that where she pretty much just says, oh yeah, my job's great, I get to bark at people and make sure that everything's on time, which we sort of are, and then makes a face like, no we're not.
Absolutely.
There's a costume designer, and I didn't think that they dressed people because
I take it it's more like they were the person who would go, so we've got a green shirt and a red shirt and a blue shirt.
Black
what
shirt.
One do you want to yeah.
Yeah. So we have the audience looker after her.
Yep.
And we have the contestant researcher, and it's like, that would be a fun job.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that would be like the job that I'd be the most interested in. Then we meet the house robot Roboteers, which was quite interesting until we got the exact same bit about Circulot being called Daisy that we got from a previous episode. And I would not be surprised if we one day watch those the DVDs they released of like the House Robots, Razor, Hypno Disc and Chaos 2.
Yeah.
That collection. I would not be surprised if that scene is also in that for the House Robots.
Almost certainly.
We get some backstage director and cameraman stuff. We get a floor manager that says she has no idea what people say most of the time because they speak different languages, because she had a very thick sort of European accent.
French, I think.
French.
Yep.
And we finally start to get to the nitty gritty of the matches. As one of the members of Team Panic Attack says that they're going to go in hard and quick. Nice.
Yes, indeedy.
So after that, Philippa comes up to Rex Garrett and pretty much just calls him the King of Roboteers. And then the look on Rex Garrett's face, he just kind of looks and it's like, maybe I am the king.
Certainly doesn't get treated like one.
Well, I'd say this podcast put someone on a pretty high pedestal.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, absolutely.
A pedestal. So, we get our first fight. We get Roadblock versus Cassius. We hear from both teams before they go in the arena, with Roadblock pretty much saying that they're going to enjoy this this match regardless of the outcome. Then Rex Guards comes up, pretty much says the same thing in just as many words, and then says, but they're a lovely bunch of people. And he says something along the lines of, you know what, I would not begrudge them if they beat me. And it's like, I know you wouldn't, but I mean, to be honest, they were the reigning champ going in, so let's face it, there was probably about a 50-50 shot.
And it pretty much ends, the match ends based on the first impact.
Yeah, because they said the first hit that the two of them had when they collided knocks Roadblock out completely, and you can see that they just looked genuinely gutted, but they took it very, very much on the chin.
Absolutely. And,
I mean, it's a hell of a fall from grace. And then Rex Garrod says that he has barely any damage, which I feel like he said after practically every fight.
I mean, apart from the fact that the flipper is very obviously very badly broken by this point.
As long as it's still oofed, then you may be alright.
I mean, we get to... is it this episode he makes a gag about the flipper?
I don't know. Well, we'll keep going just now and see if it crops up. If not, then regale us with it near the end.
Will do.
We get our next fight. We get Killatron versus Panic Attack. Both teams are kind of hanging about backstage, so they're obviously quite good pals. But then they were like, well, but in the arena, it's a different story. And then Panic Attack beats Killatron quickly.
Because Killatron's switch broke.
Yes. Yeah, so it was just this little pin that knocked out before the match started. And that's it. So we get Team Roadblock saying it's time to win third place. See you at the party.
Absolutely.
It's like they have a party for third place. It's for some reason after that it just reminded me of that that clip or that segment in The Simpsons when it's Lisa has the fantasy of being like the number two band. It's Springfield's number two band with their number two hit, Born to Runner Up. Boo! Why would they come to a concert just to boo us?
So
I don't know, that tickled me for some reason.
So we get the build up to the grand final of the grand final, and Panic Attack is just going, we're absolutely... The most damage we took was the gauntlet in the first round.
And from the way that you would ask Rex Garrett as well, probably the same sort of thing he would say. There is, just before we get into the final properly, I've got one more note on Roadblock just before he rides off into the sunset and his bigger brother, Beast of Bodmin, shows up. The state of Roadblock after the third place playoff.
Oh God!
Their front shovel is all like bent in, and they stand around it. They open up the front flap, and then they pretty much say, "Let's assess all the money that we've lost due to the damage."
Absolutely, it's destroyed.
And it's I'm assuming it was probably not Killatron that done that. I would imagine, I think Roadblock maybe got in a fight with Shunt.
Yeah.
And then another nice little bit of build-up was Philippa was kind of standing at the side of the arena holding the trophy. And she's like, yeah, but who am I going to be giving it to?
Also, this is when Rex says, I think Cassius was with Viagra because he can't get the flipper to go down.
There you go, so I clearly missed that one.
It's the last note I have.
Yeah, we get one of the directors saying all this was well worth it for Panic Attack to be in the final because they're doing it for charity. Then we see the highlights where Panic Attack pits Cassius, gets the victory, and the final shot that we get is of one of the Panic Attack members that's not Kim Davis. Just, you could just see the like still
look
of, like,
I think it's Kevin Pritchard.
Yeah, I think it might be. Just the look of sort of like confusion, shock, exhaustion, but like also like clear happiness. And then he kind of looks up and clocks that he's on camera. And so the last shot of Robot Wars Revealed is him just giving a thumbs up to the camera like, haha, I did it.
So yeah, that was Robot Wars Revealed. Which, I'm glad I watched it, because I've never watched it.
No, neither have I. Like, I used to say that I used to watch, like, practically everything Robot Wars, but even I didn't remember this show ever being a thing.
Well, I think it's because neither of us watched BBC Choice.
I wouldn't even be surprised if BBC Choice was even available to us at this point, but...
Oh, no, it's I don't think it exists now, but...
Yeah, I think it eventually became, like, BBC 3 or 4. Yeah. But, yeah, BBC Choice was a weird channel because that was the... It was essentially the, let's try this show out here before it gets put up to the big leagues. Because I remember BBC Choice was the channel that first aired, like... Do you ever remember Fight Box?
No,
it was this dumb show that was like, it was a video game, and so you made your own character and then you had to go through stage. It was like essentially like video game gladiators.
Like Bamzuki. Remember...
What?
Like Bamzuki.
Well, except like, you know, there wasn't any, like, they were actually video game characters, they weren't real people. But to get to the point of the story, they aired that originally on BBC Choice through the whole season, and then it got beefed up to like BBC One, and then that whole season aired on there as well.
What was the show? So it was like
Fight Box.
Okay, I'm looking this up now.
I think it may be on the whole season may be on YouTube.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up now. Anyway, that was Robot Wars Revealed. We will be back. Words. We will be back next week where we will be covering Robotica, baby.
It's Robotica. Yes, back to your regularly scheduled programming.